Similarly, in your being, Satyam, Ritam, Brihat is already present in you. Allow them to move out of you according to your swabhava, according to your nature, according to your becoming, self-becoming, according to the rhythm of your becoming. That is all that is meant by chiseling. You will be chiseled. And when you will be chiseled, the sun there and sun here will be one. It will be the same sunlight shining through you. And then you will find that you have gone beyond dharma. Dharma is keeping you on a particular line of development. But when you have crossed, you become vast. Then you can change with anything. When you want to be slow, you can be slow. When you want to be fast, you can be fast. There is no rhythm which will now stop you. You have learnt every method. That is why it is said, when there is a perfection, you have infinity of qualities. Ananta guna, that is the given in India, the concept of the perfect person is, he is ananta guna, he is infinite qualities. There is not one simple quality by which he can be defined. If you study Sri Aurobindo and the mother, perfect personalities ever walked on the earth, you must study Sri Aurobindo, the mother's personalities, from this point of view. What chiseling they have done of their personality, they can manifest any aspect at any given time, and all the aspects are present behind. Sri Aurobindo has described the mother and said the mother is Maheshwari, mother is Mahakali, mother is Mahalakshmi, mother is Mahasaraswati. You know, there is a small book of the mother, you should all read. It's a very small book, which you can read even in one day's time. But it will give you a tremendous idea what the mother is. Many of us, we have seen the mother working. Roger used to meet her day after day, and had the great privilege of meeting her and finding her the great personality. Tremendous knowledge, foresight of a tremendous kind. She could see things hundreds of years in advance, no limitations, because she was Maheshwari. Maheshwari is all knowledge. There is nothing which is denied to that consciousness. It is the consciousness of Rita. The highest dharma leads you to the liberation from dharma. You go above all limitations, all rhythms, all laws of development. In fact, you make a law. If you want to make a law, you can make a new law. It's a power of freedom to make law. New rhythms you can create. It's like a pianist, you know. If you are a real pianist, when you are learning piano, you are told that you should have this kind of notes. And your musical pieces which are written down before you, and you practice according to the notes which are given. But when you really become a pianist, you freely compose any kind of music, and hundreds of musics you can play. In fact, mother wanted that 1,000 orchestra people playing together. What kind of music can be produced? It will be like the sunlight throwing out millions of rays of light on the earth, isn't it? So this is what I have told you now to briefly to summarize. Dharma is the pursuit of certainty, permanence, immortality. Dharma is what ought to be, which has to be brought down. Dharma at the highest is Rita, which is straight rays of light issuing from truth and whiteness, perception of truth and perception of comprehensive truth. But from where we are, this is the highest definition of dharma, highest level. But where we are, where we proceed from, we move from lower to the higher. In this progressive movement, I have told you of 10 states of consciousness, which I read out to you. One can read out many more, but these 10 are very good. I have selected these 10 because they are very comprehensive descriptions. So develop these 10 states of consciousness. Apart from learning chemistry and physics and so on, you learn these states of consciousness. Develop these states of consciousness. While developing, you will discover that there is in you a law, a rhythm of development, dharma, swadharma, which flows from your svabhava, from your nature. And behind your nature is your great reservoir. So discover that reservoir which is within yourself. Observe it and see how it manifests and follow it out and develop those states of consciousness. And go on chiseling, chiseling, chiseling all the time. It's an infinite labor. And undertake that labor because we are here only for that in the world. Last time I told you why I don't like certificates, because certificates tell you that you are here to earn, you are here to learn to earn, and you are living here to earn, and you are earning for living. What I am telling you now is that you are here for chiseling your svabhava, your swadharma. That is all that we are here for. Earning, eating, living is all subordinate. It is incidental, but our fundamental purpose, even if you have earned tremendously, ultimately you go to the wealthiest man and say, what are you still looking for? He will tell you, I have met wealthiest people of the world myself, and I tell you they are only busy with one thing, chiseling their personality. When they have the highest amount of wealth, they want to be good orators, they want to be good musicians, they want to be good companions, they want to measure the relationship with others, they want to mend relationship with other people. They are not, now they have got all the wealth they want. Then what else is to be done? It is this dharma, chiseling of your being. And when this chiseling will be perfect, then you go beyond dharma and you will be ananta guna. This is our whole journey set out before us. All right? Thank you. And I feel very happy that I could tell you something which I really wanted to tell you with my heart and my soul. And I got a chance to tell you this. And this is what I would like in Auroville, all education to follow svabhava, swadharma, and complete perfection, chiseling. That is why Mother said that education in Auroville is constant progress, continuing education, unending education, and the youth that never ages. Right? Thank you.